Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the weather is mild and pleasant. In Tel Aviv, a gentle breeze complements the sun, making it perfect for a stroll outside. Meanwhile, Jerusalem enjoys a bright day with clear skies, while Haifa experiences a comfortable morning. As the day progresses, expect similar conditions throughout the region. Here are today's headlines. First, an Arab report claims Israel has requested information from Lebanon about Ron Arad and missing Lebanese Jews. This comes from Israel Hayom, citing the newspaper Ashark al-Awsat earlier this hour. Also, amid an election break, the government plans to approve 1 billion shekels for urgent security purchases. Israel Hayom reports this just in. Also this hour, The Times of Israel reflects on the Sparrow bombing, which occurred 25 years ago today. The devastating attack opened a wound in Israel that remains unhealed. Separately, a Jerusalem Post article discusses how Israel's restraint in Gaza might allow Hamas to regain power. This was reported earlier this hour. And finally, JNS reports from earlier today that Israel opposes the current form of the Gaza peace plan. Meanwhile, Hamas is willing to advance to the next stage with U.S. support. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English, a major news outlet, posted just minutes ago with more details available at their website. I-24 News English, an Israeli international broadcaster, shared news 11 minutes ago that Ukraine has purchased 70 ATAMS missiles and launchers from Turkey. Visegrad 24, a regional media organization, reported a close call just 12 minutes ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the demand for information from Lebanon, Israel Hayom highlights that Israel is seeking clarity on long-missing figures, including Ron Arad, in ongoing negotiations. This request is part of broader talks that also include discussions on the release of prisoners. The outcome could impact diplomatic relations between Israel and Lebanon significantly. Turning to the government's financial move, Israel Hayom details that the billion shekel allocation aims to address urgent security needs. A significant portion, 850 million shekels, will be reallocated from investment budgets. This reflects the government's prioritization of immediate defense requirements amid regional tensions. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel commemorates the Sparrow bombing's 25th anniversary. The attack in Jerusalem killed 16 people, including 8 children, and continues to haunt those affected. Families are still seeking justice, highlighting the long-lasting impact of such violence on communities. In related news, the Jerusalem Post discusses Israel's cautious approach in Gaza. Critics within the defense establishment argue that this might allow Hamas to strengthen its position. This debate follows recent discussions on the implications of Trump's peace plan for the region. Finally, in earlier reporting, JNS covers Israel's opposition to the current Gaza peace plan. Despite Hamas's willingness to advance, Israel remains firm on its stance, urging the U.S. to reconsider elements of the framework. This resistance could influence future negotiations and regional stability. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu seeks to reopen the 2026 budget. His aim is to increase defense spending, potentially committing future governments to substantial fiscal obligations. Separately, KTEC reveals that Enlight is in advanced talks to acquire a German renewable energy developer. The deal could be worth hundreds of millions of euros, marking Enlight's strategic expansion in Europe. And finally, Mariv Business brings good news for tech enthusiasts in Israel. Keychron's mechanical and regular keyboards will soon be available under a new official importer, offering a range of models and prices. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.